Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious issue, I believe. Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about Russia, COVID-19, and the national control, or international, as I should call it. Russia, COVID, and the national, international control. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate control that's being centralized into the powers of governments around the world. And at a point in time, according to Daniel chapter 7 and Daniel chapter 8, all of the governments around the world, I call it the princes, the presidents, the potentates, and the prime ministers, will surrender their power to one person, one man. And that man will be the one that the Bible calls the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist. And that Antichrist will have total control of the globe. We're seeing the pieces of the puzzle being put in place. We're seeing the stage being set. We're watching the curtains open slightly for us to see behind the curtains as to what is taking place, in particular with what will happen in Ezekiel 38 and 39 with Russia coming against Israel. And by the way, we'll show you the nexus there in a moment as we talk about that on the broadcast today. But let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. You call in, we'd be delighted to hear your questions, your comments, your dialogue. Perhaps this is all new to you. Perhaps you wonder how the pieces of the puzzle fit into place. Perhaps you have a different view and attitude, an idea of what's going to take place. Do you believe that Russia will go in and take Ukraine? I do. Do you believe that it will that they would be willing to have some kind of talks or some kind of mutual agreement that they'd pull out? I don't. Do you believe that this could be the start of what we see, the wars and the rumblings, the wars that we see mentioned in Matthew chapter 24, beginning with about verse 5 and following? I do. I believe that we're watching the pieces of the puzzle of the eschatological picture coming together as God's given to us. Before the news break, we talked about the fact that Turkey has a divided position on Russia and the Ukraine. This article says NATO member Turkey finds itself divided over Russia and the Ukrainian conflict. Further, the article states Turkish President Erdogan said Wednesday that it's not possible for us to give up on either of them, speaking of Ukraine and Russia. When speaking about Russia and the Ukraine, it's the Black Sea, our Black Sea neighbors, he said. We have economic, military, and economic ties with Russia. We have economic, military ties with Russia. We also have political, military, and economic ties with Ukraine. Erdogan, Prime Minister of Turkey, says, our aim is to take such steps that we can solve this problem without having to give up either of them. That's talking about giving up either, that is Russia or Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, Germany is playing both ends against the middle. With the head of Germany, she has the idea and the mindset that she can talk to America and be friends. She can talk with Russia and be friends. But there is a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that the oil, the gas lines, Nord Stream 2, that's going all the way from Russia, was supposed to go through the Ukraine, but they circumvented Ukraine because they did not have control of Ukraine. And without that oil, Europe, and especially Germany, will freeze to death. They will starve to death. So it is a fake, if you please, for the head of Germany to try to say that they're going to shut off the pipeline. It is a fake front for what they intend to do of going along with Russia. They cannot not go along with Russia. I believe we have a caller on the line. Bob, go ahead with a question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor. You reported that Russia is building up in Syria, and it's been reported that Syria has a couple of Russian bombers in their airport in, I think, Damascus. And these bombers are able to have nuclear weapons on them. And I'm wondering, what does Iran care about building a bomb when Russia has these bombers sitting in Syria with nuclear bombs probably on the planes right now?
Well, let's just put it this way. I believe that you could go back, and I have some statistical data in my files that I do not have before me at the moment. But Russia has major stranglehold on Syria. They have for years and years and years. Some of the largest armaments, some of the largest bombers and subs are there in Syria. And you asked the question, why is it that Iran wants to have that power also? It is because Russia is interested in spreading the nuclear power in each of its satellite puppet states to be able to control. Keep in mind, Putin has one thing in mind, controlling, and if I can be bold enough to say controlling the world, if possible. This is one of the things that will motivate the Russian leader at the time, whether it will be Putin or others, at the time that you find the eschatological truth of Ezekiel 38 and 39 come into play. But all of that part of the Middle East, all of that part of that portion of the world is absolutely adamantly opposed to Israel. And all of the buildup that Russia is helping them to acquire is focused at the little apple of God's eye, the little postage stamp nation called Israel. And that's the whole focus. In fact, the scripture warns us of that taking place. It tells us that any nation that comes against the nation of Israel, God's going to destroy. And that's what you'll find ultimately taking place in the final days of this old world. But you're exactly right. Iran is, I believe, as we speak, Iran already has the nuclear capabilities. They've just not done the breakout on it so that it's publicly announced. That was the thing that Biden wanted to do in the 2015 Iranian deal that President Donald Trump went in and canceled. That's the reason now Biden has been on his hands and knees begging the Ayatollahs in Iran to reschedule and set that back up. They did not want to. They've already received the hundreds of millions of dollars from America's blackmail money back in the Biden administration with Obama. And yet they have continued to generate the nuclear fission material to have a nuclear weapon. So I believe that is entirely possible, as you said, that some of the bombers already have nuclear weapons on them in Syria. Don't know that for a fact, but I believe the capability is there. And if the capability is there, I believe Russia would have already instituted that, setting the stage for that. You're exactly right.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Bob, for your call. Thank you for your interest. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the subject today that's the hot-button subject around the world. That is Russia. We're talking about Russia COVID and the national control, Big Brother control, the national government control, the tyrannical dictatorship control that we see. We watched in real time what happens at the push of a button when a national leader declares martial law and is able to confiscate your bank account, able to confiscate anything that you own, able to cancel your insurance, able to cancel your vehicles, titles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's exactly what Trudeau's done in Canada. And we'll talk about that in a moment because, as one writer put it, can it overflow into the southern border of Canada into America? And the answer is emphatically yes. Emphatically, yes, because, ladies and gentlemen, I believe very frankly that we find more and more of these totalitarian dictator enemies of God and enemies of God's word that will take the controlling lead in their nations, that will bring them together under these final days that we see in the scripture. And I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't want it to be a frightening thing at all, but we need to face facts of what the word of God says. If it is frightening, so be it. God's not given us the spirit of fear, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And it's not meant to be a fearful thing. But we need to have an awesome awe and reverence for God in the realization God's already said it. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to take place because God said it. It's going to happen just as he said. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I remind you that there's some dark, dark days that we're entering into and have been entering into now for the past couple of years in particular. We've been watching because of COVID, the shroud of COVID. We've been watching the dictator Ten Horns governmental agencies, i.e. the governors and the mayors and the idle-minded president, Joe Biden, that's now wanting to control every action, everything that we do as a people. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, Germany suspends critical oil pipeline with Russia, triggering astronomical threat by Russia. Dated February 22nd, German Chancellor Schloss, S-C-H-L-O-Z, Schloss, announced Tuesday that his country has stopped the certification process, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, after Russian troops moved into Ukrainian territory. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe this is a ploy. I believe it's phony. I believe it is icing on the cake. It's show candy because Germany wants to look like they're going along with the NATO alliances to thus appease America. This article says the situation now is fundamentally different. He explained that he needed to send a clear signal to Moscow that such action won't remain without consequences. Why does this matter? This article says the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which was not yet functional, has been a hotly contested pipeline in European affairs. The pipeline would permit Russian oil to flow directly to Germany, thereby depriving the Ukrainians of billions of dollars in oil transit taxes. The pipeline would also increase Russia's geopolitical influence in Europe, an undesirable prospect for Western alliances, considering that Germany is already totally, hear me, Germany is already totally reliant upon Russian oil, end quote. Further, the article states, Russia has responded by threatening to significantly raise energy prices, underscoring Europe's total dependence on cheaper Russian energy supply and Russia's desperation for the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to become operational, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching God's eschatological calendar come to fruition. We're watching God's hand at work. Now, I don't know how long these things will take. Could be overnight. It could be months or years before the full fruition of what God said. But I believe what God says is going to take place just as he said it. And I am always excited, passionately excited, when I see these things taken. It's not I'm excited and rejoicing about loss of life or because the dictator tyrannical Gestapo form totalitarian leadership goes into play, but I'm excited because I see God's word leaping off the pages with every time you roll the dial on the news channels today and every time you turn the radio on and hear the top of the hour news, we see that taking place. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, good afternoon. Thank you very much for your show. Appreciate it. And this one young man was taken up into the third heavens. I don't know if you know about him, Natan, little 15-year-old Natan. And he was given great revelation, and he says that Obama, President Obama, is God. So everything that I'm seeing from what I'm seeing in the Bible codes is pointing that these are the end of days. And
let me respond to you this way. I don't have any confidence, and I'm not saying this now in a harsh rebuke to you. I don't have any confidence whatsoever in suppose somebody that's been caught up into third heaven, they see Obama is God, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That somebody might have had a nightmare because of bad pizza. Somebody might have had indigestion because of a bad steak had a nightmare, but that is absolutely fictional and has no relevance to the Word of God. But yes, we need to understand that major, major, major powers are taking place today. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and following tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. We're watching the demonic control of the globe today. So anything is possible for somebody to have a demonic vision, but it's not divine. And this is the reason First John, the scripture tells us to discern the spirits, plural, the divine spirit and the demonic spirits, and both are active, both are real, and both are supernatural in the world today.
Yes, sir, and they're pointing towards Russia, but I've had dreams with China, fighting China. So,
well, listen,
you know, everyone's
listen,
looking at Russia, but China comes from out of nowhere, and that's what they want. They want you to look at one way, but it's always going to be China, man. China's the real enemy, as Trump
Well, listen very carefully. You're spot on. When you look at Revelation chapter 9, you see a 200-million-man army. In Reader's Digest, 1965, September issue, Reader's Digest recorded that China was bragging about it had a 200-million-man army back as far back as 1965. We have the 200-million-man army in Revelation chapter 9. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 36 through about verse 42, the only thing that frightens the socks off the Antichrist in his battle for the world global dominance is when the news comes out of the East, and it's talking about the Far East, and that is China with its 200-million-man army. So China comes on the scene, no question about it. But when it comes to the Ezekiel 38 and 39 with the war with Russia, it's led by Russia and the five Islamically controlled nations. And by the way, all of these nations that are led by Russia are Islamically controlled today. Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria, all of them will be following Russia, and Russia will be the leader. But listen, you're right. Russia and China are America's major, major enemies. And yet Joe Biden has said, we don't have to worry about Russia. We don't have to worry about China. And it's simply because he's been bought as a puppet for Russia and China. But we're watching God's eschatological calendar playing out today as never before. Kevin, thank you so much, brother, for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the top of the news today around the globe, and that is what Russia is doing, leading these nations. And by the way, when Angela Merkel talks about shutting off the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, it's not in full function yet, but shutting it off means the construction of it ceases. That is only icing on the cake for us to see. I'm looking at an article that says, Iran, Russia, working together. Listen, Iran and Russia working together to evade, that means to circumvent, to evade U.S. sanctions, dated February the 11th. Iran and Russia are actively working together to evade all U.S. and international sanctions, a disclosure that comes just days before Biden administration waived some of the sanctions on both countries so that Moscow can build up Iran's civil nuclear program. You hear that? Let me read that again. Iran and Russia are actively working together to evade U.S. and international sanctions, a disclosure that comes just days before Biden administration waived some of the sanctions on both countries so that Moscow can build up Iran's civil nuclear program, end quote. Moscow and Tehran are creating a mechanism that protects the two countries' trade and their financial exchanges from the threat of sanctions. According to Russian officials quoted Friday in Iran's state-controlled press, Russia's foreign minister said that the country does not take any restrictions into account into developing technical and military cooperation with Tehran. Hear that. Russia says we're not taking any restrictions into consideration. Russia is saying, ladies and gentlemen, to the world, that you can put sanctions on if you want to. You can give all the restrictions you want to. But we believe, this is Russia speaking, in my opinion, we believe we have a foothold around the globe that trumps anything that you can do as far as any restrictions. It would appear to me, if you're sitting in the Oval Office and you know that these things are coming about and Biden's known it for a year now that Russia was going to invade Ukraine, it would appear to me that you would have put major mega restrictions on then to prevent the buildup that it's where it is today. But it's because of the relationship that Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal has had with these parts of the world to make billions of dollars themselves. As a result of that, we're finding the end result today with Russia's building up the forces. This article goes on to say, the statement is signed as a sign of the increased ties between Iran and Russia as both countries suffer under the weight of U.S. and international sanctions. Russia's efforts to create an illicit economic pipeline with Iran will also help the Kremlin maintain relations with Tehran and as it faces a barrage of sanctions over its military buildup on the border of Ukraine. The Biden administration has been walking a diplomatic tightrope with both countries as it relates to Russia to forge a nuclear deal while also threatening tough sanctions if Moscow invades Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about eschatological future intent as to what God is doing. We're watching God at work. But ladies and gentlemen, part of what we're seeing taking place is not only the wars and rumors of wars, but the pestilences, which means diseases, that covers our world. And especially when we see what has happened with COVID-19. But just another little footnote on the Russian invasion. How does it redound to America? What will we see first? We're going to see major food prices go up, major commodity prices go escalating in a major sense. We're going to watch gasoline prices at the pump in America in the next 30 to 60 days, in my opinion, will sit $5 to $6 a gallon in the 48 lower states in the United States of America. We're watching these things take place today because of the inept leader in the Oval Office. I believe we have Tom on the line. Could we have the question or comment, Tom?
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I really agree with you. What's brought this about is the ineptness of the leaders that we have. Someone, a naval officer, sent me a video that Michael Douglas, Kirk Douglas's son, and he's talking about the position America's in, that we can't vote our way out of this, that you have a corrupt regime on both parties, and anybody that tries to fix it through a third party is poo-pooed as a spoiler, that you just want to spoil the election. So, Dr. Youngblood, am I the only person that realizes you are truly the voice of freedom? You're truly the voice of what's really going on. And
well, brother, I'm humbled by your statement, and I'm thankful for the privilege to have a microphone day by day that we can talk about things and the nexus between world events and what's happening in the Word of God and how we should view it. But you're exactly right when it comes to what is taking place, that we cannot vote our way out of it. Because what you may understand, and I believe you do, and what I believe some of our listeners may not realize, is the CIA, the FBI, the NAS, all of these major intelligence gathering apparatuses have been spying on the United States citizens. I've got stacks and stacks of articles talking about how even the intelligence committees in the Senate and the House did not even know some of the intelligence gathering that was taking place by the CIA and some of the other governmental apparatuses. I call them thugs with badges that's spying on every citizen, trying to know what every citizen is doing. They're doing that to put in place the ultimate total control through the COVID pass, which will ultimately be the mark that we find in Revelation chapter 13, where the mark, everybody will have to have that mark, that identifier that will be able to allow you to buy, sell, and to trade and to travel, and without that, you'll not be able to do so. Yes?
Yeah.
Tom, I believe that we're watching.
Dr. Youngblood, Michael Douglas does give you hope. There's only one man that can straighten all this out. He's talking about Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
And you know, it gives me hope that you're there on the air telling people exactly what's about to come about. And again, Michael Douglas refers to Christ is the only answer, that this thing's already so far down the road that the outcome is clearly evident. So I just thank God for you, Dr. Youngblood.
Well, brother, keep praying and keep supporting the work, and I'm thankful for you, what God is doing through you and with your call and encouragement to us each and every day. I'm thankful for that.
One quick question. If they go to martial law, can they really come and round up all your guns and your cash and such as that?
Absolutely, without any equivocation. That's on the horizon. Biden is already talking about secretly making a legal requirement that citizens have to have the COVID jab at least once a year and maybe twice a year. They're talking about bringing in the Fed coin, the Fed e-currency, which will put it in a position that by the press of a button, cut off all your bank accounts, et cetera, et cetera. Yes. We're watching the stage being set for America for the inept Biden administration to enforce through martial law, just like they've done in Canada. As a result of that, if you are on the wrong side of the political fence, they can cut off all funds, cut off all travel, impound your bank account, impound your vehicle, and cancel your insurance. And I would even go so far as to say cancel anything to do with health coverage, medical coverage, hospitalization, et cetera. We're on the fast track for that, brother.
Is Dr. Aaron Rudd, one quick question. Is the Bitcoin
is that the one world currency to come?
The Bitcoin is the precursor to what will be, and Nancy Pelosi wants now, and Chuck Schumer wants now to have what's called the Fed coin, which they are now trying to push Bitcoin out and call it something that would be an illegal currency, and they're wanting to do that in order to have the e-coin, the Fed coin. China's already operating off the e-currency now, and that puts China in a position to be able to control every citizen, what they do, where they go, what they spend. And America is anxious for that same totalitarian governorship-type administration. We're on the fast track for it, brother. And once
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your call. Once martial law is introduced, ladies and gentlemen, Katie barred the doors, though cliche goes, it will be all in place. Ladies and gentlemen, there's one footnote to all of the broadcast today that I want to remind us of. On the governor's desk, Governor DeSantis in Tallahassee, on the governor's desk is a bill. It's called Senate Bill 7014. Senate Bill 7014 extends the total immunity for hospitals and doctors and all medical facilities to continue to torture and continue to kill its patients. Call the governor's office, 1-850-717-9337. 1-850-717-9337. Ask the governor to veto Senate Bill 7014. I believe we have Glenn on the line. Glenn, go with your question or comment, please.
Hey, I know you're running close on time. I just wanted to say, Scripture does a good job of wrapping it up when Jesus says in Revelation 22:12, he says, "And behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and the morning star." And at the end, about, let's see, verse 20, he says again, "Surely I'm coming quickly." People need to start looking up because it's wrapping up around the world, and Jesus is going to lift his church out, and then it's going to be an ugly place to live. We need to be telling people about Jesus quickly.
Amen. Glenn, thank you so much for that footnote that's so needed on the broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, there is hope. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. And I commend him to you. If you've never said yes to Jesus Christ, do that today. He's our only hope. He's our only anchor. He's our only security. And so when we watch all of these things taking place on a global basis, we need to have our anchor solid in the solid rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.